Happy Bus!
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you.
Jojo, Jojo! Super Jojo Story Time!
Jojo, story time! Huh? What are you doing under the bed?
I found my toy race car!
Oh dear, look at the dirt on your face. You look like Cinderella. How about her story today?
Yay! Mom, tell me, please!
Okay. A long time ago, in a small town, there lived a beautiful, kind girl. Her father married a new wife, and the new wife brought with her two new older sisters. The girl was always sent by her stepmother to do all the chores and cleaning, and she was always covered with dust. She was so dirty, everyone called her
Cinderella?
Yes. Her name means neglect. One day, a prince was going to hold a royal ball and invited all the girls in the country to attend. But Cinderella's stepmother didn't want her to go to the ball, so she assigned her many chores.
Her stepmother is so bad!
Cinderella completed all her chores very quickly. But she didn't have a beautiful gown or slippers. She didn't even have a carriage to take her to the ball.
What will she do? If Cinderella can't go to the ball, she won't be able to see the prince.
Suddenly, a fairy appeared.
Wow! A magic fairy?
Of course. The fairy waved her wand. Tra-la-la, transform! She conjured up a beautiful gown and a pair of sparkling crystal slippers.
The fairy is so powerful! Tra-la-la, transform!
The fairy waved her wand again, and a magnificent pumpkin carriage appeared.
Woohoo! Cinderella can go to the ball now!
Yes! Cinderella thanked the fairy and stepped into the pumpkin carriage to go to the ball.
Hey, hi! Gallop, gallop, gallop!
Wearing her beautiful gown and crystal shoes, Cinderella arrived at the ball. The prince liked her at first sight, and he asked her to dance. They danced all night to the music. Well, not all night. Dong, dong. The clock struck 12 times. Oh, it was midnight. Cinderella quickly stopped and got ready to leave.
Oh, it's so late! Cinderella wants to go home to sleep!
It wasn't that. When the clock struck 12, the fairy's magic would vanish. Cinderella left the ball in such a hurry, she accidentally lost one of her crystal slippers. Later, the prince found it. He started looking for the girl whose foot fit the crystal slipper, and he finally arrived at Cinderella's house.
Oh, bring the crystal slipper and let Cinderella try it on.
But before that, Cinderella's stepmother and sisters all tried on the crystal shoe. But to their disappointment, only Cinderella's foot could fit into the shoe. The prince recognized Cinderella, and he even asked her if she was willing to be his bride.
Yay! Cinderella is together with the prince!
That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night and sleep tight.